With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Every single thing that happens in your life is a reflection of your inner circumstance. So the more that you begin to trust yourself, the more that you'll begin to trust life. The more that you begin to trust life, the more that you will take risks that maybe 3 years ago would seem crazy for you to take. The more that you will meet people who are aligned with you, the more that those people will be attracted to you and give you opportunities, and the more that you will offer opportunities to other people. Whether you stay in the situation that you're in your life now or not, you have to start looking for reasons why you are where you are. Why where you are is where you are meant to be, and why you are supported on your journey of where you are going.
But you're awakening already, right? It's already happening. That's why you're here and why you're listening.
If you spend your whole life trying to get your act together, then what do you have? You have an act, right? Instead of a life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Figuring Shit Out. I am Vanessa Fontana. I'm your host. And if you're new here, Figuring Shit Out is a collective undertaking on navigating confusion, coming of age, and a guide for those on their path of self-discovery and inner awakening. It is meant to help you embrace uncertainty as you figure shit out without the pressure for perfection and show up fully, honestly, and unapologetically in your life while getting to know and love who you really are. This season, I've been on the journey of the road less traveled after quitting my full-time job in tech to pursue a more creative and aligned life and figure shit out literally full time. I'm on this journey with you guys, figuring out how to build a business and creating episodes about what I'm learning along the way, spiritually, emotionally, relationally. The road less traveled is for anyone who has a calling in their heart to pursue a passion, to live their joy. It's about embracing your individual path and trusting yourself to walk upon it. And I'm so excited to be talking to you today. Today's episode is all about that road less traveled, and it is more deeply connected to the concept of leap and the net will appear. Trusting yourself, trusting the universe, and creating a dialogue with life that allows you to expand into the brightest version of who you are and who you're meant to be. This episode is one that I think I wish I had when I was really going through not knowing what to do, knowing that I didn't want to work where I was working, but not exactly knowing how to take the leap, being really scared to not have the stable W-2 income that I had depended on for the last 3 years working in the corporate world, knowing that I wanted to do something creative, but not exactly knowing what it was, knowing that I was just really kind of deeply unhappy in the day to day, but that I saw a much bigger vision for myself that I just didn't know how I was going to get to. At that time, I would have really loved if someone created a podcast episode for me around how to leap and how to take a risk that feels like your whole life might change when you take it, but you just know that it's right for you to take. And this can really be applied to any part of life where you are considering making a decision that will change your life. So this could be quitting a job and starting a business, quitting a job and not knowing what's next, quitting a job and traveling. So quitting a job is like a really big part of this because it's something that I had direct experience with and something that I had never done before. But it could also be applied to leaving a relationship, knowing that you are just not aligned in your current situation of life anymore. Maybe the people who you're surrounding yourself with are not not the people who you feel are supporting you or lifting you up. This could be if you're considering leaving your hometown or moving cities or moving countries. It's really anything that we feel this deep calling for in our lives that seems like it might shake up our entire lives if we make that decision, but we're teetering on the edge of making it. This could even be like starting a creative project, starting a podcast. It's basically anything that challenges who you are right now in your life and your current life circumstance that you feel called towards, but you have no idea how to take actual action, and you just need someone to kind of give you a little push. So that is what this episode is. It's a very realistic framework that, again, I wish I would have had and that I used in my journey and in my path. And it wasn't a direct intentional use. This is just kind of looking back what I did along the way to be able to realize that I was unhappy, take the leap of quitting my job, then take the leap of going to Bali and doing yoga teacher training and fully step into where I am now in my life, which again is still figuring shit out, but I am not in the situation that I was in 3 months ago where I was so deeply unhappy with my full-time job. I was so deeply unhappy with where I was in my life in the context of where I thought that I, you know, really wanted to be, and I needed to figure out how to make that jump. So today is for you if you are in a similar situation that I was in. It's kind of a niche topic, but there's a lot to this episode. If you've ever thought about leaping into the unknown because your heart calls you towards it, you're probably unhappy in your current situation. You're probably scared and wondering how to deal with fear and how to actually listen to your intuition, how to know if your intuition is actually speaking to you or if it's something else. You're probably wondering how your life will look and have fear of not having money, not having friends, not knowing what's next in your grounded reality. Maybe you've been changing a lot in your life and the people in your life are not fit to support you as you change, and you are getting a lot of commentary. You're maybe losing friends. You're feeling very lonely because of where you are in your life or where you're deciding to go. You might be struggling with trusting the universe, trusting yourself, and are trying to balance the surrendering that we know we need to trust the process of growth while also letting divine intervention come in, step in, take you where it wants to go, while also balancing how to take the necessary steps and make the necessary moves to change your life. So in this episode, I give you a framework and a foundation and the mindset that I used to really expand into the next version of my life and allow the process of change to unfold while also taking the necessary steps and action that I needed to make sure that on the other side, I would be safe, right? Like I would feel good about my decision as much as I could while also still trusting, which is such a balance that we have to learn in this life. So we're going to talk about a lot. We're going to cover a lot. Before we get into the episode, I wanted to let you guys know that we are doing a December workshop, and it's this upcoming Saturday, so December 21st. It's 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time, and it is all around the winter solstice. So this is the first online workshop that I have done, and I'm really excited about it. I was thinking that it can be really hard for people to do the journaling that they feel they need to do at the end of the year. It can really feel like a lot of pressure to have that moment of reflection with yourself and then renewal as we get into January. And it feels like it's something that we should do, but towards the end of the year, we have that desire for rest that we just want to completely embody. And so I thought that this workshop could be a good way for us to drop into the winter solstice, to use the energy of the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, the darkest night of the year, and tap into this year, to tap into the reflection of this year by meditating. So I will be guiding a meditation that centers around the themes of the winter solstice, and we'll learn a little bit about what it means, what it's meant in history, and how to use that energy to renew and reawaken and reflect on your life so far. And then we will journal. So it'll just be like a little cozy journaling session with other people who are also doing it. So you kind of feel less alone in it. It's just an hour and a space of time for you to just connect with yourself, meditate, and journal. And I will be providing you with those journaling prompts. And again, they will center around the themes of rest, reflection, renewal, and the winter solstice. If you are interested in joining, you can sign up. The link is in the description below. There is absolutely no pressure. You can be on camera, you can be off camera, but I will suggest if you want to come, light a candle, get some tea, get a glass of wine, do whatever you need to do to relax and get your journal out, and then just be open and ready to be present. And I will be so excited to have you and to see you guys there. Without further ado, let's get into the episode. I feel very connected to today's episode topic, which is leap and the net will appear, trusting divine intuition, trusting your divine path, trusting in the divine. So on today's episode, I've laid out a few steps for us to discuss on how to go about doing the thing that feels crazy to do, but also feels just right. And this is coming from someone who has done it, is doing it, and has faced all of the processes around getting to that point. So I've gotten a lot of questions about this naturally. And the first thing is, what do you want and why do you want it? That's a really important question to ask. Do you just want something else because you don't want what is right in front of you? It's really important to pause here, because a lot of times when we dream of an external circumstance that might potentially make us happy, we externalize our happiness. And throughout this episode, I'm going to talk a lot about this, because at the end of the day, you can live your most aligned life, but you can live it in any way, shape, or form that it comes about to you. Your most aligned life has very little to do with what that life looks like, and a lot to do with how you are in that life. A lot of times in our life, we focus so much on what we don't want that we forget to focus on what it is that we do. And we blame our external circumstances for our unhappiness, when really, and trust me when I say this, your external circumstances are not the reason for your unhappiness. Your external circumstances are a product of your inner unhappiness. That can be hard to receive, because a lot of times, you know, if you're in a really tough situation, you look around and you say, how could I possibly be happy if I have all of these problems? If I'm struggling with money, if I'm struggling with relationships, it can be really difficult to then consider the prospect of inner peace. But inner peace is not about your external circumstances, nor will it ever be about your external circumstances. Your inner peace is knowing that you are only in a moment and a minute of your life. And whatever external circumstances that you're in, though you may know that they're wrong for you, though you may know that this is a situation you have to leave, it is also wildly important to know that whatever situation you're in is the exact right situation for you right now. So even if your life is in shambles and your world is on fire, that situation is meant to teach you something. Whatever character arc you're going to develop from these really messy situations in your life is crucial to your existence and to the evolution of yourself as a human being and to your soul at its deepest level. I recently quit my job and am pursuing this podcast full time. I went to yoga teacher training. I just graduated from 3 weeks in the jungle of meditating and doing yoga. And the same patterns in my head around something is wrong with the situation that were part of my daily life while I was working 9 to 5 in New York City were also still part of me meditating and doing yoga in the jungle. And that was this big awakening for me, because I realized that it doesn't really matter what situation I'm in. If this pattern does not heal, then I will find something wrong with everything. It doesn't matter what it is. It's not about what it is. It's about me inside of wherever I am. And so I was really able to take a look at where my misalignments were inside of me, where the distortion was inside of me that is looking for something to be wrong. And most of the time when we're looking for something to be wrong or we're miserably unhappy, it's simply because we just don't feel safe. We don't feel safe, and maybe we grew up in an environment where we didn't feel safe, and we learned that a lack of safety was the baseline. So then we form our lives around that baseline. But from that perspective, even if you want to change the things in your life, which is totally fine. Like, if you are like, I am not happy with this job, I'm not happy with this relationship, I'm not happy with the way that my life is right now, and I know that things need to change, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But it's about knowing that while you continue to change your external circumstances, it is only because it is a reflection of what is changing inside of you. So the more that you begin to trust yourself, the more that you'll begin to trust life. The more that you begin to trust life, the more that you will take risks that maybe 3 years ago would seem crazy for you to take. The more that you will meet people who are aligned with you, the more that those people will be attracted to you and give you opportunities, and the more that you will offer opportunities to other people. Every single thing that happens in your life is a reflection of your inner circumstance. This is where the first step really comes in. So we have step zero, which is looking at your life and understanding how it is a reflection of your inner world, and healing whatever distortions are in you that are attracting the situations that are bringing you unhappiness. So instead of externalizing all of the blame to the outside world and your circumstance, taking responsibility for how you react, how you respond, what might be in you that is causing you to want to leap off of a new cliff and say, I want a new life. Because it's really important for you to know that whether you have a new life or you don't have a new life, you are going to be the same until you change. Nothing changes until you change. Nothing in your life will change until you change. Nothing will actually shift until you begin to have an internal shift. You can jump off the cliff and quit your job and break up with the person and move to a new country all you want, but if you do not heal what's inside of you, you're going to find yourself in the same situation of unhappiness and a lack of inner peace until you do. That's step zero, to really fully grasp and understand that concept so that we can start building trust with ourselves, inner responsibility, self-honesty, and taking a real look at ourselves in the mirror and saying, what is it that you truly desire at a soul level? And that means getting to know our soul, which is so much of the work that we've already done on figuring shit out. So that's step zero. Now getting to step one. You have a desire for something. You know in your heart that something else is meant for you, but somehow your life has caused you to create a situation that is not aligned with your soul self. So as you start to get to know your soul self, your intuition and your inner self will start to speak to you louder and louder and louder. And whatever inauthenticities exist in your life will start to appear and feel more and more uncomfortable to be able to live with. Even if you are content with your life, you're trying to practice gratitude, if you're not aligned with who you truly are, when you start getting to know who you truly are, your world will tell you, your world will show you, because you will start having a lot of resistance, a lot of discomfort, and you will also start finding yourself having way more energy lost doing things that used to be very easy for you to do. Towards the end of working at my job, I found it nearly impossible to peel myself out of bed every single day and do what I was doing, because I just knew what it was that I wanted. I knew what it was that I was meant to do. I knew myself at a soul level. I had changed so much within the course of the 2.5-3 years that I worked at that company that I knew I was no longer aligned. And knowing that I wasn't aligned, and also knowing what I was aligned with, made it so difficult to get up and do the thing that wasn't right for me just because I was scared to do what was. It will take an exponential amount of more energy to participate in situations, engagements, work related things that once maybe felt easy to you. Because you have to also understand that whatever in your life isn't working, at one time it did work. And it's about accepting that things change and people grow and outgrow and grow into and grow out of, and allowing yourself the grace and the patience to move through that flow of life is really a big part of learning what it is your intuition is asking of you next. And I have a whole episode on fear versus intuition. You can listen to it. I'll link it down below. But in a very short summary, intuition doesn't have words, okay? Your intuition is a knowing. It is a deep, guttural knowing in your heart and in your stomach. And it is something that your words may find fear trying to articulate, but nonetheless is something that you know. Logic and reason are sometimes very much attached to the energy of fear, because you can talk yourself out so quickly of your intuition, but you can never actually know yourself out of your intuition. What I mean by that is that your knowing is unexplainable. It's beyond words. It's something that is deep, deep, deep within you. Whereas fear and logic is just fear and logic. It's just ways to explain why something will or won't work. Whereas your intuition is beyond that. Your intuition is a powerful force. If you're constantly trying to out-logic yourself, out-logic your emotions, try to deeply understand things from the intellectual mind level, then you might be disconnected from your intuition, because your intuition is not something that can be out-logicked. And if you find yourself saying, oh, I really want to do this, but all of the time, that is fear talking. And I want you to root down into yourself and ask yourself, what are you really scared of? What really triggers a sense of panic in your body? And you might not be able to connect with it in the moment, but I want you to just start being aware of when it comes up. And when it comes up, get curious. Don't judge yourself and say, I don't know why I acted like that or why I did that. Say, what is distorted in me that is creating this physical response? And how can I send love to it? How can I heal it? How can I connect deeper to it? And this will lead you and guide you to your intuition, because your intuition, your deepest sense of soul knowing, is what is going to heal that pattern. Knowing something in your heart is the most powerful force that exists. It truly, truly is. When you know something in your heart, it is beyond anything that could potentially take it away from you. And so even if you feel nervous about doing something that is connected to a knowing in your heart, it does not mean that that thing is unsafe or that you shouldn't do it. It just means that it's important. Whenever we feel nervous, whenever we feel like, oh, I don't really know how to do this or what to do, or, you know, some of us might get nervous public speaking. The only reason that you get nervous is because it's important. Your body in some way is registering this stimuli around you as important. Your mind is the one who assigns to it the label of this is unsafe, but your body is only reacting to that because it thinks that it is something that it needs to pay attention to, so you become alert. Fear and excitement look a lot alike physiologically. And so if we look at our fear as just stimuli that's telling us this is important, I need to pay attention to this, we are able to then breathe into it, allow love to fill that space rather than sitting with it and letting it control us. So, you know, the mind, it gets us into a lot of problems. But if we are able to see our mind as a useful servant to us, to our intuition, and say, I intuitively know that this thing is right for me. My mind is filtering through the stimuli of the world a fearful response. How can I start to talk to myself and talk to my mind and feed my mind, which is just a million different pattern recognitions throughout my world? How can I start to train my mind to look at things a different way? If I know in my heart that this thing is what it is, how can I then align my mind and my heart? Knowing that whatever it is that you want, when you're able to define it or even just think about it in a daydream and you don't really have all the details together yet, this is a version of your life that exists somewhere. So step zero and step one is all about knowing what fear is, that it is just a small prospect in the beautiful evolution that will be your life and that is your life, and seeing your life as truly a reflection of who you are, and knowing that whatever is unhealed in your environment is because of whatever is unhealed in you. And that is not to say that you are unhealed. We're all unhealed. We're all working on finding ourselves, becoming something new, learning to live with the patterns that we've learned. There is nothing wrong with that. It's just about accepting where you are and then being able to manifest through that. And when I say manifest, I want to be very clear. Manifestation is something that we are doing all of the time. Whatever caused you to listen to this podcast episode is because of a series and a chain of events of internal stimuli that then externally manifested into your world. Manifestation is not always this magical thing that so much of pop culture talks about. It is something we are doing all of the time. And so when we start to really look at our life as a manifestation of who we are, then that's when we start to really root into what it is we actually want, what we are called for, and how we can align ourselves towards what it is that we are called for. When you start to heal yourself, look at the fear as just fear, breathe through it, live through it, and really start to ask yourself what it is you want and start dreaming, you might change. And when you change, people in your life might notice that you've changed. And when people in your life have noticed that you changed, you might receive an uncomfortable response from other people. This is normal. It is normal for the people in your life who have not changed yet to notice that you've changed and start making comments about it. We are meant to grow and outgrow, grow into and grow out of, and the people who are meant to be in your life will be in your life. When we put our relationships on pedestals and we say, this is a really important relationship to me, I cannot live without this relationship being this way, we hold ourselves back. We have to understand that when we decide to take a risk and align ourselves with what it is that we want, we find ourselves on a path with other people who have done the same exact thing, who are on their path of finding what's true for them. You don't know how many people I met in my yoga teacher training who had just quit their job and found themselves on a detour of life, not really knowing what was next, but knowing that this was important for them to do and that they needed to listen to the calling in their heart. Just like me, people who had found themselves in the same exact environment from all over the world who were just like me. And I wasn't shocked by it because I know that that's how alignment works. When you follow your true path, love will come to you easily in its most pure form. You don't have to work really hard for it. It's not about F your friends and go find new ones. It's about knowing that this world is filled with so many people and you will meet so many people along your path who are for you. And just because the people in your life who were for you at one time are no longer aligned with you does not mean you have to let them go or cut them out. It just means that you're not aligned right now and you're going to grow. You are committed to growth in your life. And that means that you are committed to a growth-filled path. So you still, in your heart, send the people that you love, love. Never stop sending them love. Never stop checking in and saying, hey, how are you? I love you. I'm thinking about you. In relationships, like romantic relationships, I would heed caution towards this. I'm not really talking about that, but I'm talking about family and friends and people who you love so deeply, but you might just not be on the same wavelength anymore. It's okay. Allow the people who are going to be uncomfortable by your growth and your change, be uncomfortable by your growth and your change. It is what it is. What will change is the people that you meet on your path. And the more reinforced you will become and you will get meeting those people, understanding that you are all here growing together. The more that you level up, the people in your life will also level up. You will meet new, wonderful, amazing people on your journey. And they are waiting for you. Truly, they are waiting for you. So it's about not being attached to a story of a life that you are no longer connected to or aligned with, but allowing your life to be in its constant expansion. Step three, okay? Connect to your earthly self. What do I mean by this? Set yourself up well. Do not leap off that cliff with absolutely no backup plan, with no money in the bank account, with nothing lined up for you. That is not the advice I'm giving. I do think that there are some people who that works out for. Some people can take those blind leaps of faith. I was not one of them, so I will not speak on doing that. There are logical steps that you do have to take when you're considering doing something that will change the course of your life. Do not shock your nervous system if you're not used to confronting the fear that is coming up for you. If you feel so much fear in your body at the very thought of doing something like quitting your job, ending a relationship, moving town, moving cities, moving countries, then you have to take the baby steps. You're not jumping off of a entire cliff, okay? You're taking steps towards the ledge and you're setting yourself up to fly gently, okay? And knowing that that net will appear, learning to build trust that that net is there at the end of that ledge, but you're not running off the cliff and diving headfirst into the complete unknown and free falling into the fear that you feel in your body. Not recommended, okay? Prepare for it. And what this is a confrontation with your fear by having the conversation of what it is that you want, freely dreaming about what you want without any limitations. And then actually looking at your life and saying, what do I need to do this? Do you need money? Do you need time? Do you need resources? Do you need people? If you want to have a creative project and you need other people to fill the room for you, or you need someone who has expertise, what do you need? And then really watch that fear come up again, because it'll say, well, you can't because, or, well, that's a lot of money, or I don't have that time. Watch the fear, send it love, go back to step one, okay? But ask yourself what it is that you need and just start logically non-emotionally working with whatever it is. So for me, that was a number that I would be comfortable with, leaving a stable income and a time frame around how long that number should allow me to live freely. So again, understand what type of risk taker you are. And your childhood will inform this, okay? If you grew up in poverty, you might find it really, really difficult to take a risk and invest a lot in yourself and spend a lot of money not knowing if it's going to come back to you or not feeling like it might come back to you. You might find it really, really, really hard to go without the stable W-2 paycheck income. You might find it really hard to leave a place that you feel safe in just because you know it's no longer working for you, whether that be a home or a city or a country. Understanding where in your body you feel that fear, when that fear starts to come up, will really allow you to then satiate those fears and understand how to give yourself the best cushion possible while still taking the leap and trusting that the net will appear. You have to give yourself enough of a cushion to be able to walk to that ledge and enough of an honesty with yourself to be able to push yourself off of it when it's time. And again, you will know when it's time. And then you just have to do it. And when you do it, it feels so good. It feels so free, but you have to prepare your earthly self. You have to take care of yourself. Look at it as a kid starting school for the first time who might be really, really terrified to start school and go and meet all these people and meet their teacher. But at the end of the day, you know that school is a necessary part of their life. You're not just going to let them go to school either, though, without being prepared and having pencils and having the things that the school requires of them and having the proper uniform, okay? You're going to set them up well for success. You're going to get them the uniform. You're going to get them the pencil cases. You're going to get them what they need to feel safe and secure about taking a step forward in something that might be really scary for them because it's unknown, but you're still going to set them up well. That's how you have to look at whatever it is that you're doing. You're saying, I don't exactly know what it's going to look like, how it's going to happen, but I know that right now I'm taking care of what I need in order to move myself forward. For me, this is what it looked like. I calculated how much I spent in a month, like what all of my expenses were and also how much money I spent just in disposable income, like what I did with my life. I did not want to leave my job and then be struggling by any means. So I had to be very honest with myself around what is my additional income from this podcast and what can I estimate for it to be? And then saving enough to know that if I were to go nearly a year, that was what felt comfortable for me, a year without making anything, no income. Like I don't have a podcast, pretend that is the case and I'm completely just not knowing what's next, I would be okay. And my life would be able to stay about the same. That was what I needed to feel safe enough to leap. And I got there. So when I defined that number in my head, it was a number and it was nothing more than that. It was just a number. And the closer I got to that number and the closer I got to the edge of that cliff, the scarier it felt. But I knew that I had done the math and I had figured it out and I had sat down and calculated it enough times to know that fear would hold me back as long as I would let it hold me back. Once I gave my earthly self the cushion that it needed to move forward, it was time for my soul to move my body forward. So whatever that is for you, it can be a bit challenging to figure out how to get to that, but it's about having that conversation with the fear. And at the end of the day, you know what it is that's really holding you back. And you know that if you just take a step back and take all of the emotions out of it and you start watering it down to, okay, what does this actually look like? Like, let's be honest with ourselves. Let's be real. Let's have a chat. Let's have a discussion. Let's not short ourselves out of the possibility of this. Let's actually say, I am capable. I am powerful. I am worthy. I've gotten out of hard things in my life before. I will get out of this situation and I will support myself through it. That's what we're working on here. Okay. So step four, establishing trust. This is a crucial part of being able to leap and expecting the net to appear. You have to think about that net appearing. You have to visualize it appearing. You have to imagine yourself held at every single moment in your entire life, even through the hardest things that's happened to you. If you are alive and well and listening to this podcast, you've gotten through them. You have to go back to all of the moments of your life where you thought that things were going to get really bad and then something good happened, or you were safe or you were protected, and start sending gratitude to all of those moments and for the moments that you feel now safe, protected, well. You have to start affirming your wellness, your safety, your abundance, and start looking for the evidence of the universe supporting you. You have to. It is crucial for you to do this. Whether you stay in the situation that you're in your life now or not, you have to start looking for reasons why you are where you are, why where you are is where you are meant to be, and why you are supported on your journey of where you are going. I'm going to read something from the season 3 trailer that really connects to this piece. When I got really scared, I'd root into the belief that time is collapsible and non-linear, that I could reach into both the future and the past at once. I could feel my inner child, my younger self, so full of hope and lightness. I could feel her on one side of me. She demanded her right to feel, and she was responsible for so much of the growth that had already occurred on this journey. I could feel her on one side, and on the other side, I would feel my older self, a version of me that knew everything that happened in my life, an old woman sitting on a rocking chair and looking back at me now with so much pride, watching me with wisdom. I'd imagine both of them on either side of me, holding my hand through the hardest moments of this journey, both of them proud of me and both of them existing right here, right now, as if I'd already faced all of this fear and as if they knew the wisdom behind it. Time is not linear. I can't really get into that now, but it's not. And if that's the case, and if we can feel our inner child so strongly, so many of us have that relationship or have started to build that relationship with our inner child, why can't we also build a relationship with our future self, our older self, our self that has lived our life and knows what happens in our life and knows what's good for us and knows what's right for us and is probably the voice of our intuition? Can't we ask them for wisdom? Why can't we ask them for help? Why can't we pretend that they are sitting right across from us and saying, I know it's scary, but this is going to be the best plot twist you've ever seen. And it's really entertaining for me to watch you go through this again because I loved every moment of it because I know that it all works out and I know that it happens. So it's about establishing that trust with yourself, knowing that you have the desires that you have for a reason. That's that. Accepting that fully, trusting that, going forward, going forth, and knowing that that little inner child inside of you and your older, wiser, badass self are alongside you, rooting you on, as is this giant, expansive universe that is a reflection of you and that will respond to you and that does respond to you all of the time and that is always rooting for your wellness and your expansion because it itself is rooting for its own wellness and its expansion. And when you collapse all of the words and all of the fragments of logic, you start to see that everything is one. And if that's the case, then we're just playing around here. Our lives are just for us to live. Our lives are for us to experience. So starting to have gratitude for all that you have, for all the goodness that exists in your life, for how the universe brings you the right people at the right time, the right words at the right time, for how sometimes you feel so stuck and you feel like you're in a rut and you have resentment towards life. But that contrast allows you to see that life is a beautiful, wonderful, amazing, and precious gift on the other end of it. That contrast of having nothing will allow you to see that you actually do have everything. Every single moment of your life is important. The pain, the hardship, the heartbreak, the heartache, all of it is important for you to see and know your truest self and for you to follow your most intuitive and connected and aligned path. And so whatever form it exists in, whatever you daydream about, you can daydream again and again, and it can look different every time. But when you are connected to trust, you know that when you walk, you are walked with. You are not alone. You are never alone. Not only because you'll find other people who are just like you on their path, on your path, but because there is an inanimate, intimate object and force surrounding you at all times that wants you to do more with your life than you've done before, that wants you to expand alongside it. And it's your job to start trusting that. And so you start in little ways. Like I said, when something works out for you, when you stop at a red light and it turns green immediately, when you say, I really need help with this thing, and then someone calls you and offers you help with it, when someone holds the door for you, when you put on an outfit and you just look really good and you say, wow, I look great today. You start celebrating yourself. You start celebrating life. You start seeing every little thing as a gift that life has to offer you. Every good thing as a gift and a beautiful reflection of life in its most true form, not as an exception to a dark and harsh world. And so when we start focusing our energy in places of what could go wrong, we'll always find something wrong, and most likely something will go wrong. And so really shifting ourselves into a place of gratitude and trust, affirming it, practicing the gratitude every single day is so important to establishing the trust that you have with the universe. And when something good happens, celebrating it, saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. Would you continue to give someone a present if they just took it and they didn't even say thank you and they didn't even look at you? No. So the universe wants to give you presents, but the universe also wants the acknowledgement that it's giving you presents. And so you have to say, thank you so much. Thank you for this beautiful gift of life. You have to say it. You have to exclaim it. You have to proclaim it, and it will appear more and more in your life. Step five, okay? Surrender. This goes pretty much hand in hand with step four, but surrender is a deeper concept because surrender has to do with challenging our inner boundaries. Surrendering is about releasing control. It's about releasing our hard grip on everything we think is keeping us safe, on everything that we think is required for us to do in order to be who we want to be, go where we want to go, instead of just seeing that everything is okay right now as it is. Even if you are wanting to change your life, as you change your life, everything is okay. Your life is not broken and you are not broken. And that's not the reason that you're changing it. You're just changing because you're changing and because you're evolving and because you do, because you're human and because you are. The most powerful thing we will ever learn to do is learn how to let go. And I want you to try this as a practice. Clear an entire day to do absolutely nothing. See where your intuition leads you. Allow yourself to be guided. Where does your body take you? What's the first thing that comes to mind? Listen to the little voice inside of your head that inhibits you, that tells you that you can't do things because why? Get curious about what that voice says and what the underlying basis for its restriction for you exploring is. That relationship with the act of surrender is going to be instrumental in you doing what it is that you want to do in this life. There is going to always be a part of you that wants to uphold where you came from, who you are, your identity, the stories that you've told yourself about you and yours, your pain, your circumstance, the things that you've accomplished in your life. All of that is your ego. And your ego is very important. It's essential to who you are. It is part of our earthly self that needs that step three grounding of, okay, how are we actually going to do this? And the way that we build a good relationship with our ego and have a balance of our ego and our soul in our life is allowing our ego to be tricked into believing we are safe in circumstances and situations that it naturally fears. And all of the things that the ego naturally fears have to do with threatening our sense of identity, threatening who we think we are in this world. And if you want to expand, if you want to grow, if you want to leap off that cliff and watch as the net appears, you are going to have to do things that cause you to expand your identity and to create a new dialogue with your ego in a new way where you are able to say, hey, I know you think you know who I am, but I'm here to expand that for you. Tricking your ego into thinking that it is safe to surrender and building that relationship with surrender. Of course, we are not naturally wired to do risky things. Even if fear is an illusion, in this grand, grand world, we have grown to believe that the things that we're fearful of are very real. They threaten our very existence. And so you have to do this work to rewire your subconscious programming that keeps you away from the act of surrender. Another thing that helps with surrendering is the concept of, if you're not worried, I'm not worried. When you start building a dialogue with the universe and you start really communicating what it is that you want, clearing those pathways of fear so that you can feel into your heart and visualize what it is that you want, setting yourself up well by removing the emotion, really creating a dialogue of gratitude and abundance, you're going to start communicating with the universe. You're going to start having divine conversations. You are going to start having a relationship with your intuition in a deeper way. And you need to be able to listen to it. You need to be able to follow it. And how you do that is by practicing surrender. So if you feel yourself getting worked up and worried about something that isn't currently happening in your present reality, it's something that you are worried about in the future, I want you to take a step back, take a deep breath and say, universe, God, if you're not worried, I'm not worried. Start developing that relationship where you have an underlying trust in something else guiding you, leading you, that it is your job and your responsibility to align yourself so that you are open to listen to that guidance. And so when something starts going wrong in your life, you can easily say, this is for me. I don't know how this, but this is for me. And that is nuanced because you're still allowing yourself to feel the feelings that come up, anxiety, fear, anything that arises in your experience, feeling it fully and releasing it and letting it go. My episode with Samton Kriya, one of my yoga teachers at Yoga Teacher Training, is so related to this concept because it teaches us how to somatically move our bodies to allow us to feel the fullness of our experience. We talk a lot about the type of yoga she practices, which is called Kriya Yoga, which is a set of breathwork, meditation, and movement practices that allow you to free up energy in your body and express yourself fully so that you can access your most aligned self, listen to your intuition, and really face fear head on. So if you're interested in this concept, listen to that episode. It will go really deep into building that trust with the universe, your relationship with your inner self, your energetic body, that type of thing. If you follow the steps in this podcast episode, if you set yourself up well, the fear that you're experiencing is just a patterned response. And you should know that it's just a patterned response because you can go back, look at your plan, and tell yourself, I'm setting myself up well. I'm not leaping blindly off of a cliff. I'm giving myself a cushion. I'm giving myself some time. I'm setting myself up to have what I need when I make a decision or when I make this big life change. And so when you start to feel that natural fear that will occur, you take a step back. You say, look, God, universe, I trust you. If you're not worried, I'm not worried. You also reaffirm your safety. You look at your plan if you need to, but you reaffirm your safety. And that's why it's important to do this, to have a plan, to establish this mindset alongside a framework of practicality that can ground you into this universe and into this world in a way that has a coexisting relationship. You need to have a balance that can really reinforce each other to allow ourselves to surrender, but also allow ourselves to know why we are surrendering or what we're surrendering for. So as a summary to this episode, step zero is getting clear on what it is that you want, getting clear with where you are in your life, and understanding that we cannot externalize our conditions, understanding that we cannot externalize our happiness. So if you are looking to leap off the cliff because you're just deeply unhappy, then know that when you leap off that cliff, you're going to stay deeply unhappy. We have to take a look at what is going on in our environment and ask ourselves, why am I misaligned with this? What is it about it that I don't like? What is it that I do want? And start coming from a place of real truth with ourselves and with our soul. Step one is listening to the intuition, listening to the part of you that knows that you want more and really framing what it is that that is, and allowing yourself to daydream, allowing yourself to visualize it, allowing yourself to have a dialogue and a conversation with fear, and doing the shadow work required to dig deep into what it is that your limits are and expand beyond them. The step zero and step one and step two are kind of all the shadow work pieces we need to be able to look at ourselves, look at our lives, know something's not working, and move and change from a place of love and not from a place of hatred, not from a place of shame. Step two is knowing, understanding, and embracing that your road less traveled is going to be a road less traveled, which means that there are going to be people in your life that as you change will not change with you, that you are going to have to surrender and let go of some relationships and circumstances in your life that have kept you small, that as you grow and expand, your life will grow and expand. You will meet other people along the way who are part of your road less traveled. You'll realize that your road less traveled actually isn't that less traveled. It's just a road that you weren't on before, that there are other people who are just like you, who are growing, expanding, who are waiting to meet you, who are waiting to be perfectly aligned with you at the right place and the right time to come into your life and show you more of yourself, show you more of who you truly are, show you more love and light. And by keeping relationships in your life that keep you small, you might be blocking the blessings that want to come into your life. So step two is all about changing and allowing yourself to change, which naturally happens as a product of us looking ourselves in the eye and facing our fear. Step three is the practical reality of setting yourself up well. Now, this can look really different for everyone depending on what your situation is. For me, it was I was quitting my job and leaping off the cliff of pursuing a more creative life. So what that meant for me is I need to figure out how I'm going to support myself in that financially, first and foremost. Where is most of my fear coming from? That's the biggest question you want to ask yourself when you start looking at your earthly concept of change, is what freaks me out the most about taking this leap or making this decision? If you're in a relationship that you know that you need to let go of, this might look like, why am I so scared of being alone? What does it look like to be alone? How can I maybe surround myself with a support system that would help me get through being without this person that maybe I'm so used to, but I know is not meant for me in my life anymore. It's about setting yourself up well so that when you do take the leap, not free falling. And some of us can free fall. Some of us need to free fall. Some of us want to do that. And I'm not here to give advice on those types of people because I'm not one of them. I can only speak from my own experience. And I think step three is a really important part of changing from a place of love. It's like I said, having a kid, going to school, you're gonna encourage them to explore the newness of a new environment of going to school, but you're going to be aware that they're going to need some things to be prepared to be set up well for success, like pencils and the school uniform and how to talk to teachers properly. So this is you setting yourself up for success and lovingly urging yourself towards the edge of that cliff, lovingly, before you take the leap. And step four is pretty much all about taking the leap. It's about trusting yourself, creating an abundance mindset, creating gratitude in your life, creating a framework around which you can build yourself up, a practice daily where you can visualize what it is that you want, keep that picture in your mind, give gratitude to God and the universe for supporting you along your way, give gratitude for the things that are going really well in your life, really daydreaming, expanding. You might stay in this place for a really long time. This is a great place to be. It's about living your life, letting it unravel, letting it unfold, watching as things happen. And you might have to go back to step two a lot and look the fear in the eye and say, I see you. You're still here. You're not going anywhere. Sadly, you are going to follow me until the end of the earth. But guess what? I'm going to make friends with you. Fear is a natural part of life. It is part of life that allows us to see where we need to pay attention. And sometimes that paying attention doesn't mean we need to run away. It means that we need to go towards. It means that that thing is important. It means that life is calling us to expand. And so this step is about allowing ourselves to expand and challenging ourselves to grow our mindset into step five, which is sitting back and watching as everything unfolds exactly as it should, being prepared for the universe to surprise you, being prepared for things to go completely different than you had in your mind, than the plan that you had in your mind, knowing that the divine is the divine. And so it's going to surprise you. It's going to reward you. It's going to give you things you never thought were possible. And it's time for you to allow that, to embrace it, to develop your relationship and your dialogue with the divine, with God, with the universe, with whatever other force you believe in, and let it lead you, let it guide you, and start giving yourself the patience of grace and figuring shit out, literally. Figuring shit out is something we are always doing. It is a deep core part of our life. There is no end point. There is no end goal, because when you leap off this cliff and you get to where you want to go, because that's inevitable, because your life is asking you to expand. And so inevitably you will. It doesn't matter how long it takes you. You will. It's your destiny. After you expand, you're going to have to expand again. There's going to be another cliff for you to leap off of. And guess what? This time it's going to be a lot easier. This time it's going to be a lot clearer. This time you're going to have a more developed relationship with the universe. Or maybe you won't. And maybe you'll have to learn all of this again and you'll have to come back to this podcast episode and listen to it. But We're always figuring shit out. And so if that's the case, we need to learn how to relax, enjoy the process, have fun, let life unravel, let ourselves experience the fullness of feeling this life, the good, the bad, the ugly, let ourselves be the Sims that we are in this little universe and try on different jobs, different relationships, different ways of living until we figure out what is most aligned to us, what fits us. That's the purpose of life. It's supposed to be a wild ride. It's going to be fun sometimes. It's going to be awful others. But if you are on this process, this unfolding journey of figuring shit out, you know that if you spend your whole life trying to get your act together, you don't have a life. You have an act. And we are here to live our lives. You got to live your life one way or another. We're here to experience. Either you do it or you don't do it. Either you sit there and you think about it forever and you end up in the same place that you are in right now, 1 year from now, or you change your life, you see what happens, and you figure out what the worst case scenario could possibly be, and you face your fear. And when you face your fear and you look yourself in the eye and say, what is the worst case scenario? What's the worst thing that'll happen? You'll see that it's never as bad as you think that it is, and that you've gotten through worse things before, things that you thought could have been worse before. We psych ourselves out so much. But if you are wanting to take that leap, to take the road less traveled, know that life is going to support you because you have that calling in your heart for a reason. And when you're on it, it's not even the road less traveled. It's just your path. It's your journey. And how do you know that it's your path and your journey? You're on your path when you can't see in front of you. Because if you can see in front of you, there's nothing for you to break through. There's nothing for you to expand into. There's nothing for you to learn. We have to allow this life to build us and break us and build us back up and trust that it's just part of the process. And you're gonna have a hell of a fun story when you're 80 years old. You're going to be telling it to the people in the nursing home, to your grandchildren. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to be 85 years old and telling my grandchildren the stories of how I leaped off the cliff and how life came in and swooped and saved me and sharing my old wisdom from my rocking chair. I don't want to be telling them about the mundane life I lived because I was too scared to live more. And this isn't saying that you need to make a huge change, jump off that cliff in order to live a good life. It just means you need to follow what your heart is telling you. And if your heart is telling you and causing you to ask for more in your life, it is your responsibility to expand to do that, because there is an older version of you out there that's waiting for you to collect these experiences so that they can tell the story about it. You got to do it for yourself. You have to do it for your younger self, your older self, your present day self. You deserve more if you want more. It's that simple. You don't need to justify it further to yourself. And this framework is just a way for you to consistently practice giving yourself that. I'm in the process right now of really sitting in step 5, learning to surrender, learning to practice gratitude and abundance and live my life in a totally different way than I was living it before, where I was in that survival and fear all the time and just trying to figure out how to get to the end of my days. Life is meant for more than just figuring out how to get through it. Life is meant for more than just figuring out how to get to the end of the week, to the end of the day. And that's why I took my leap. So figure out why you want to take yours. Understand that you are meant for more if you want more. Understand that you have everything that you need inside of your heart, bones, and body to do what it is that you want to do. You are capable. You deserve to know what it's like to do the things you want to do in your life. So give yourself the beauty of daydreaming. Give yourself the option. Allow yourself to explore and have fun. And know that if you spend your whole life trying to get your act together, you don't have a life, you have an act. So go and live your fucking life.
You gotta look for the redeeming feature. You gotta look for things to appreciate. You gotta find a reason to make it okay where you are. No, I've gotta strive and struggle and try. That's what I've been taught. Growth and expansion is my quest. No, that's inevitable. Whether it comes easy or hard is the question.
The horrible truth is that it's an inside job, that if you're going to get that love and that respect that you've just so that union starts inside.
To every experience of growth, there is an equal and an opposite. And that equal and an opposite is what drives you to that light. So you have to start inwards. You have to start first within yourself.